This Shabbos is a special Shabbos, besides every Shabbos being special. What are we reading this coming Shabbos? Besides Parsha Tetzaveh, which is the Parsha Shavua, what else are we going to be reading this Shabbos? It always happens the Shabbos before Purim.
It's my favorite Parsha.
Parsha Zachar. We have a mitzvah to remember. What are we remembering? We know there are four special parashas they take out of their own Sefer Torah. We had a couple weeks ago, Mishpatim, we did Shkolim, we took out a second Sefer Torah. This week we're going to take out a second Sefer Torah and read about remembering Amalek, we'll get back to. Next week we're going to do Parashas Parah again. And then in the week after, so three in a row, we're going to do Parashas HaChodesh. So we have the four special parashas we'll be adding to Torah. This is the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did. That we always, and the custom is, we do it the Shabbos before Purim, because what Haman did, Haman was like, or I should say Hitler was like Haman, but Haman wanted to destroy all the Jews, men, women, and children, and therefore we remember. We have a mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did for us, so we take out a separate reading. So how does one fulfill this mitzvah? So there's a mitzvah in the Torah, in the Parshas Ki Tse, to remember the terrible atrocities Amalek tried to kill us. Well, the reason why Amalek is different is because usually when you fight a war, there's a goal. You want to get something at the end of the day. You fight a war, you take over territory. But over here, Amalek there was nothing. The Jews had nothing. They just left Egypt. They were the wandering Jew. And they attacked them. It was a fight against the Jews as being God's people. So it was a specific fight against God himself. But they took a vow on the Jewish people. There was no gain. That's why the different anti-Semites throughout history, at least it's one thing if you're going to get something, if you want to destroy the Jews and get one thing, that's also bad, but at least there's a purpose to it. When, if you're just destroying the Jews for the sake of killing the Jews, there is no purpose. You know, that's Amalek. So we have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us. So how does one fulfill that mitzvah? How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Amalek?
You listen to it.
So by Zechira, what does Zechira mean? Zachar, what does it mean?
Remember.
Remembers. Okay, so let's have a moment of silence. We'll announce, everyone should take a moment of silence and think about what Amalek did to us. Does that work? In theory it should, but it doesn't. Why doesn't it? Because the Gemara has a drasha. It also says, it says Zachar, and then at the end of the pasuk it says, Lo Sishkach, don't forget. So the Gemara says, well, obviously, then what do I need both? If I'm going to remember, I'm not going to forget. What's this redundancy? So the Gemara says, when it says not lo sishkach, so that's in my heart, never to forget it. But zachar means bepeh. I have to verbalize it. So it's not enough to think about the atrocities. Once you think about, you know, all the time, it's okay in terms of getting the mitzvah.
It's like zachar, no? Meaning like by Kiddush too?
Yeah.
That's similar or different words?
Yeah, so he's saying, same thing, like, so tomorrow night we have Kiddush. So what is it? It says, Zachar Shom HaShabbos L'Kodesh. So remember, so let's take a moment of silence and remember God created the world. And so again, so the Gemara makes a similar drasha. The Gemara doesn't make the drasha. The Gemara makes the drasha by Amalek. I think it's in the Mechilta. Others make a drasha. It's a Zachar v'Shamar. It says Zachar, remember Shabbos. That's what it says in Parshas Yisro. And it says Shamar Shom HaShabbos in Parshas V'Eschanan. So what do we mean Zachar? So that's what they point out. Shamar believe, but Zachar v'Peh. So that's also the halakha. There is a sheet of the Prima Gun, and it raises, maybe because it's not an explicit Gemara, maybe you can fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush by Hira, but we assume not. But it's the same drasha. Every time it says Zachar, every time there's a mitzvah of Zechira, like every night of the year we have, every day of the year we have a mitzvah of remembering the Exodus from Egypt. You see, it's Mitzrayim. So again, remembering means Zachar B'Peh. So that's why we do in the Shema, the three parashas of Kriya Shema, we remember. And then there's a, when we'll get, we're a month away from Pesach, we're going to read in the Haggadah the famous debate whether there's a mitzvah at night to remember Yetzias Yisrael between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Do we assume, yes, there is. So therefore, every night, you just daven Ma'ariv, you fulfilled your mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Yisrael. We'll see the night of Pesach, you have, there's a mitzvah of Sipur. We'll discuss what another time what Sipur means versus Zachar. But that's the concept. Every time the Torah says Zachar, so we establish, one has to verbalize, I remember what Amalek did to us, etc. If you verbalize it, and you read those, minimally you read those psukim in the Torah, but, you know, maybe biblically you don't have to necessarily read the words in the Torah, but at least if you remember what Amalek is, you say the words, and you understand. Because that's why it's not enough. If you don't understand Hebrew, you have to, like, understand what's being read here to fulfill the mitzvah.
So you just read it at home out of the
Chumash. Yeah, we'll get to the, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the, so that's the first step.
Sorry, I'm
late. Have some cholent. So that's the first step. Zachar has to be bepeh, with your mouth. You have to verbalize it. So now the question is, how much of a is that it? Like I'm talking now, I'll just say, come to Shabbos morning, I remember Yetzias, I remember Zechiras Amalek, I'm in. Is that all you need? So, the Shitas HaRambam, Maimonides, he doesn't mention anything about reading, taking out a Sefer Torah, reading it on Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before Purim. Everyone agrees the Shabbos before Purim is only a rabbinic enactment. But you have to do it, so it makes sense. You got it. I always say it makes sense. You know what makes sense to do it? Kol Nidre night. Why do I think Kol Nidre night? Because it's a biblical commandment. That's when you have the most Jews in Shul. So that's when you should do it. But that's for a pragmatic reason, not because there's necessarily a connection between, I'm sure we could find a connection between Amalek and Yom Kippur also. But either way, so the Rambam writes, mitzvahs aseh liskor tamid. We have a continuous mitzvah. On a Jewish calendar, 354 days of the year, no leap year this year, 365 on a solar calendar. Every day of the year, the Rambam writes, we have a biblical commandment to remember. He mentions nothing about taking out a Sefer Torah and reading from it. So it seems from the Rambam, and certainly if you're not in Shul, and there's no other option, we'll see about making it up. But one, according to the Rambam, you know it by heart, you go to the back of the Siddur after Shacharis, it has the different Zechiras. If you happen to know, it's in Parashas Kisetze. You take out a Chumash, you read it and you understand whatever language, English, you know, whatever language you understand, you have fulfilled your biblical commandment of remembering Amalek. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah every day of the year, and therefore, so based on this Rambam, the Magen Avraham says, where do we mention, it's a trick, we don't mention it explicitly, but if you're the Magen Avraham, it's good enough. He says, when you say something in davening, you should have in mind to fulfill the biblical, every morning you fulfill your biblical commandment of Zechiras Amalek. I'll give you a hint, it's in the Birkas Kriya Shema. I call it Ava Rabba, you probably call it Ava Zolam. What are we saying there that's a remembrance of Zechiras Amalek? V'keirav tanu l'shimcha hagadol. We wait for the day that God's name is great. You know, make America great, make God great again. That's what we want. That at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, we say God's name is incomplete while Amalek's still around. So when that's one of the mitzvahs when we enter Eretz Yisrael. You got to destroy Amalek, etc. Build a base of Mikdash. So if Amalek's around, God's name is incomplete. So when we say B'Kerav Tanu L'Shimcha Gadol, starting tomorrow morning, we should have in mind to fulfill our biblical mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, or Zechiras Amalek. That's the Magen Avraham, clearly based on the Rambam, who says you don't need any safe. So that's the Magen Avraham and the Rambam. So what's this? So where is this taking out a Sefer Torah, reading it from a Sefer Torah? Everyone come in and listen. So the Sefer Torah is based on a Tosfos and Megillah and other places. Tosis brings up that any time, because normally when we read the Torah every week, it's only a rabbinical enactment, either by Ezra, by Moshe. Not everything Moshe enacted was, if Moshe got it from God, it was a biblical mitzvah, but Moshe also instituted rabbinical. It was no worse than other prophets. He instituted rabbinic things. So reading the Torah three times, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, that's a rabbinic enactment. So every Shabbos, that's Kriyas HaTorah, that simple, it's a Darabanan, it's a rabbinic institution. However, many assume Parsha Zohar is a biblical obligation. In contrast to all week, I mean, it's a more fundamental one probably, besides being all week long, it's an obligation on the tzibor, on the congregation. So if someone, let's say, sick, they don't come to shul. So as long as 10 men heard the Kriyas HaTorah, so they're going to continue. But Parsha Zohar is, besides being biblical, is a personal obligation. It's not enough for Baruch to hear Parsha Zohar. It helps him, but it doesn't help anyone else. Everyone has to hear it personally. So therefore, number one is Tosfos introduces the concept that we have a couple of Aramiyot by the Bikurim. He goes through a list of when do we have a biblical reading? Because most of the time it's rabbinical. And one of them is, he says, Parsha Zohar, that's biblical. So Tosfos already introduces the concept of taking out a Sefer Torah and reading. So according to the Rambam, you know it by heart, you read it from a Siddur, you read it from a Chumash, and he says it's every day. Tosfos seems to, others seem to say we only do it, we only read it once a year. That's a question. Maybe it is a mitzvah every day. So why are we only doing it once a year? Because the Gemara tells us that you remember things for 12 months. A lot of things, we don't remember things for 5 minutes. And other things, but the Gemara actually is talking about Aveilus there. The Gemara talks about that. That's why we have a concept of Yud Beis Chodesh, of it, when you lose a mother and father, you're an Aveilus. So, and that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the old custom, they didn't put monuments up until after Yud Beis Chodesh. Today, some people put, I don't know, Kabbalah does it after Shiva, I know some do it after Shoshim, but the old meaning was, now when you begin to forget, let's go put that kavas on Maseva, and you do it, but today, the meaning is people do it earlier, but that's because, in fact, the Chasam Sofer takes this Gemara literally. We don't have to worry about it this year, but it's not a leap year. But the Chasam Sofer writes that in a year, if you have a leap year, how many months are there? 13. So he says that if you wait to hear Megillah, if you do Parsha Zohar, if you wait to the Shabbos before Purim, that's 13 months since last year. It might just be a year, but the Gemara says Yud Beis Chodesh. So therefore, he says one should have in mind when you're reading Parshas Kisetze in the summer, everyone should be motzi then. But either way, in fact, there's a debate. Maybe everyone agrees the mitzvah's every day, but that's the discussion. If you do it once a year, the assumption is that covers you for the year. So maybe it's not a fundamental machokas. That would get into another question, more involving women, whether it's a mitzvah sase shazman grama. In other words, if you say the mitzvah is I have to do it this Shabbos, so then it seems to be a time-oriented mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is every day or any day, so then perhaps it's not. So we'll get to women's obligation. Maybe we won't. But that's the sheet of Tosa. We have the Rambam. Every day you read it from a Chumash, Siddur. By then you should know it by heart. You'll dislike on your way walking to breakfast. You'll already know it from saying it every day. And where it is, but we have a people are strict. You got to do it with Tzibor. So if you have a Sefer Torah at home and you're stuck at home, so at least you get Tosas and the Rambam in. So according to the Rambam, as long as you say it, it works. According to Tosas, you need a Sefer Torah. Our custom is we're strict to do it with Tzibor. We do it in a congregation. We have a minyan. So what is that based on? So that's the opinion of the Rush. And it's interesting how this Rush, the Rush doesn't say it directly. From this side comment of the Rush, we all go crazy this coming Shabbos about doing it b'tzibur. What's the comment of the Rush? The Rush, it's about a Gemara, has nothing to do with, well, we'll see if it does, but the Gemara is in Brachas, Mem Ches, Mem Zayin, somewhere around there. A famous Gemara where that some imagine someone showing up to shul and there's not a minyan, right? That's hard to imagine living here. But even worse, imagine nine people. What's worse, when you show up, you're the only one or you're number nine? So it wasn't uncommon. So it happened in the Gemara. One of the great rabbis showed up with nine. So fortunately, he had an Eved Kenani with him. We don't have those today. It's not the slaves that Lincoln freed. It's a totally different halacha. They had a lot more, a lot more rights. So Eved Kenani is like a half a Jew. He's chayiv in different mitzvahs, etc. It's not like a Gentile. So he freed the slave. He freed the Eved Kenani to get the minyan. So the Gemara wants to know, how could he free a slave? There's a biblical prohibition of freeing a slave. So the Gemara says, well, it was for a mitzvah. So what is a mitzvah? Mitzvah habavah. You can't do a mitzvah. I can't steal a lulav and do a mitzvah. So the Gemara concludes, mitzvah derabim shani. It was a public mitzvah. So what public mitzvah are we talking about? So Tosa seems to write, well, maybe tefillah b'tzibur. It was davening with the minyan. That's an important mitzvah. Maybe that's the mitzvah. So the Rush, in one of his comments, says, and don't tell me. Don't tell me what? You know what it was? That means, so therefore, it's tefillah b'tzibur. So we're talking, so the point is, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. Because davening b'tzibur is a rabbinical commandment. So, and therefore we see from here, the Gemara is that we see perhaps for, even for a public rabbinic mitzvah, perhaps we could even violate a biblical mitzvah. But so maybe, I know what you're thinking, maybe it was, when he walked in that day, it was Parsha Zachar. First of all, let's assume it was Shabbos, it's a Shiloh, could you free a slave on Shabbos? Let's leave all those questions out. Maybe you could be mafker, you can't make a kinyan, but you could make it onerous. So the bottom line is, the Rush is, don't tell me it was Parsha Zachar. So the question is like, what, why is he bringing up Parsha? What does Zachar and a minyan have to do? Apparently the Rush assumed that you needed a minyan in order to do Parsha Zachar. So from this Rush, that's where all the poskim come and say one is obligated to go ahead and read Parsha Zachar with the minyan. So we have three opinions. So we generally try to follow the Rush, that we try to hear Parsha Zachar with the minyan. If for whatever reason you're home alone and you have a Sefer Torah, then you might as well take out a Sefer Torah and read it. But if not, you have the Rambam. So again, that's just assuming that's the only day you can fulfill the mitzvah. However, that's not the case. So therefore, even if a person was sick and they missed Shul Shabbos morning, so there's an interesting, also another, a Magen Avraham, a Trumas Hadeshen, that says, don't worry, or here's the Shaila. Let's say a person, whatever reason, let's say your wife's out of town or whatever the case is, you're home alone with the kids and you have a babysitter, but you only could get a babysitter this coming Shabbos and go to shul, or on Purim morning you could get the babysitter. If you have a choice, you only could go to shul this Shabbos, Parsha Zachar, or you could save the babysitter for Tuesday and get Megillas Esther in. Which one should one choose? So, what would you say? But Pasha, what's the simple pshat?
If it's Daraisa, Parsha Zachar.
Pasha's Parsha Zachar is Daraisa. So you would think, okay, so the biblical mitzvah, you go for Parsha Zachar.
I'm
not pursuing anything. Yeah, so, the Megillah is, also folks see in theory, Megillah you can read at home anyway, but I'm just saying, we generally assume pursuing Nisa doesn't necessarily, but there is a discussion on that regarding, I think the post can talk about the Shiloh of, let's say, what gets Kadima on a bris milah or Megillas Esther. So that's so Pashas milah is deraisa, but then some argue about persumini. So there is a discussion like that in the post, but the Pashas, however, comes along, I think it's the Truma Sadeshen, who brings down the, you don't have to choose. Save the babysitter for Purim Day, Tuesday. Why? Because in addition, you might not know this, but in addition to reading Megillas Esther, we actually, even though it's Tuesday this year, we're going to take out a Sefer Torah. We have its own reading. And we're going to read from, are we going to read from Parshas Kisete? No. We're going to read from Parshas Beshalach, Vayavo Amalek. We're going to read about Amalek also. So the Magen Avraham says, or the Truma Sadeshen, one of the two, that if one can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Amalek with the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek. So he says, what's no problem, save the babysitter for Tuesday, you get Parsha Zachayin, and you get Megillas Esther. So the Mishnah Brura doesn't like this Magen Avraham. He doesn't think it's so simple that you can fulfill your mitzvah of Parsha Zachar Vayavo Amalek. Why? What's the issue? Like, why does the Magen Avraham like it? So it probably depends on the fundamental machlokes of, we have two mitzvahs. Are they two mitzvahs? Are they one? But we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, and we have a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Ironically, you know, perhaps we have a mitzvah to remember to destroy them, but we have two mitzvahs, whether they're one big mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs, but we have a mitzvah to remember Amalek. And this, so the question is, are they connected to what? Do I fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira, but, you know, do I need the Mechiyah in also? So if you look at Parshas Kisete, it's clear. Timcha Zechir Amalek, there's Zachar, you got both angles. It covers you on the Zechira and the Mechiyah. That's why it was picked. If you look at Vayavo Amalek, it's definitely Zechira, you're remembering, but it's not that big on the Timcha. Is not, so that's the Shaila. So the Magen Avraham seems to be saying that it's enough that the Zechira is Amalek, you just need Zechira. You don't need to, it's not connected at all to, and the Efa Vayavel Amalek is enough. The Mishnah Brura believes that it's not and it isn't good. So it's a machlokes by men, but I'd like to point out, not me, but other poskim as well, that but all should agree by a woman it should be a go. Why? Because, and it's usually involved, usually it's the woman who can't make it to shul on Shabbos, is why would it be a different? Because Mamana Shach then, because if the mitzvah of Zechira is independent, so it's a time-oriented, it's a mitzvah saseisha as man grama, and women should be pater. And if the mitzvah of Zechira is connected to war, we know, Nashim la b'nei mechama nino. So someone would say, Mamana, even maybe the Mishnah Brura would agree that a woman could come to shul Purim morning, and when she hears Vayavo Amalek, she could fulfill her mitzvah as well. She could knock off both Zechiras Amalek. That's just, you know, not just with Megillah, but by hearing Parshas Beshalach. So those are our options. Is we try to come to shul Shabbos, hear a Petzibur, and you know you have a Sefer Torah or that. But if not, you could come to, number one is there is a minig, especially among the Yekis, because the Binyan Sion, others in Germany, they used to have a minig, and remote, you know, not everyone goes for the minig of taking out a Sefer Torah before. Some do it right after shul when the women come later. Others have a minig right before mincha. They have a parsha zachar, and a minyan parsha zachar for women. Some have a place where they tell 10 men not to hear it, so it is a minyan, but let's just, you know, that. So the issue is whether women are chayiv in parshas. So that's a major debate, whether you say women are chayiv in parshas zachar. And so therefore, yesh v'yesh, they say over, I'll give you a kula from the chazin ish if you want one. So maybe your wife will want one, I don't know, maybe she won't want one. But the chazin ish, they say, I think, after the stipler, I think, the stipler, after his wife passed away, I think his wife passed away first. Chazin ish's sister. So he wanted to do something to give cover to his wife. So, or maybe it was, or maybe the son, Rav Chaim, I think, wrote it, whoever, I think the son wrote it, in order to write, to me, the stipler is the father. Rav Chaim was his son. But this, so he wrote, he wanted to do it, so he took, he was the sister of the Chazon Ish, was his uncle. They were brother and sister, so he took different things. He heard his mother used to always say, so she used to, from the Chazon Ish, so one of the things he quotes his mother, it's the stipe, whatever, whoever, Rav Chaim's mother is saying, the Chazon Ish used to tell his sister, you know, if you don't go to shul all year round, there's no need to go this Shabbos either. He thought Meikar HaDin, they were putter. So Meikar HaDin, you know, it's so if they really can't make it, there's what to rely on, and there have many other, either way, they could read it, they could rely on Purim. So the bottom line is, so for a man, it's an absolute obligation. One should try, we try to fulfill the opinion of the Rush. We try to do it b'tzibor, and if not, at least if you come, and then if not, you could hear it any time, but if not, anyway, you could, you at least have the Magen Avraham to rely on, if you to hear it Purim morning on Yavo Moach, and that, for that matter, I mean, you could take out a Sefer Torah any time and just read it. I mean, you could get a minion. You could probably find a minion of people and to read Parsha Zachar all year. Maybe that's what the Rambam meant. Yeah. So either way, those are. So that's why it's a special Shabbos this week. We have a mind to fulfill. You know, the anti-Semitism is alive and well, as we all know. With as they should have had it this week, Jewish hate. I don't know. I guess maybe they thought Parsha Zachar. Then they want. I guess maybe they wanted to do a week before, so we could. They wanted to help us in our mitzvah, Parsha Zachar. And therefore, one has an important mitzvah. We try extra hard and, you know, make sure we listen to every word. And some are mocking even the brachas are part of the mitzvah to hear everything this coming Shabbos. Any questions? Comments? You have choir practice.